Okay, let's dive right in. We're looking at something really strange today out of Romania, March 1928.
That's right. A remote village, and suddenly people who had vanished start reappearing.
But not quite right. Something was definitely off when they came back.
Exactly. The reports started filtering out from the villagers. There was this elderly woman, Mela, who noticed it first with her grandson.
Her grandson returned.
He did, and his memory seemed fine. He knew everything, everyone, but his behavior was just wrong.
Wrong how?
Well, for starters, he didn't sleep at all. Didn't seem to need food either. Just stared. Motionless staring, she said. It was deeply unnerving.
Wow. Okay, just staring. And this wasn't just him.
No, that was the really disturbing part. Soon, other families were reporting the same thing. Their missing loved ones were back. They looked identical, but
What?
there was this shared trait, something incredibly specific and, frankly, creepy.
Which was
They never blinked.
never blinked, like not at all.
Not according to the accounts. Multiple reports, same detail, constant unblinking eyes.
That's biologically bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
We have to blink.
Precisely. It's a fundamental reflex. Its absence points to something profoundly altered, maybe not even truly biological in the way we understand it.
And then there's the footage. This takes it up a notch.
Oh, absolutely. This hidden camera footage, it's grainy, obviously, given the time, but it shifts the narrative. It's not just hearsay anymore.
What does it show?
It captures three of these missing individuals emerging from the nearby forest at night.
From the forest.
Now,
Okay, what do they look like?
they were naked, covered in dirt, just caked in it,
Right.
and they had these smiles, fixed, unnatural smiles plastered on their faces.
That sounds horrifying.
It gets worse. As they walk towards the camera, stumbling a bit but moving steadily, you see their eyes.
The unblinking eyes.
Yes, but more than that, as the light catches them, they're completely black.
Completely. Like no white, no iris, just black.
Pitch black, solid black orbs where their eyes should be. It's a truly chilling image.
Okay, let's try and process this. We have missing people returning. They look the same, mostly. They remember things.
Seemingly, yes. Their memories appear intact, at least on the surface.
But they don't blink, don't eat, don't sleep. They emerge from a forest naked, dirty, smiling unnaturally, and with pitch black eyes.
That sums up the core strangeness, yes. It's this whole cluster of anomalies that makes it so baffling.
So what are we even dealing with here? What could possibly explain this? This is where we need to explore the possibilities, right?
Exactly. And it's the combination of these things. It's not just one weird tick. The lack of blinking, you mentioned it's biological. It protects the eyes, keeps them moist. To not do it suggests either you don't need that protection or you don't care about basic self-preservation.
Or maybe the eyes aren't
Yeah.
eyes in the way we think of them, if they're pitch black.
That's certainly a possibility, the imagery suggests. And then the lack of sleep or hunger, again, fundamental biological drives just
Yeah.
gone.
And they all came out of the forest. That feels significant, doesn't it? Forests in folklore are always these places of, transformation or danger.
Absolutely. The forest as a liminal space, a threshold between the known world and something else. It's a powerful archetype.
So could this be something supernatural? Like the old stories of changelings or possession?
It resonates with those ideas, certainly. The concept of something mimicking a person, inhabiting their form but being fundamentally alien, the fixed gaze, the stillness. These are often attributes given to the possessed or non-human entities in folklore.
So, not necessarily demons in a religious sense, but some entity, something from the forest.
Perhaps some kind of force or intelligence that operates by different rules, originating from that environment, maybe
Yeah.
taking over or replacing the originals.
The idea of replacement is terrifying. To have someone look right, sound right, even know things they should know, but be something else entirely. Those black eyes really feed into that fear, the alienness of it.
It really forces you to ask what identity is. If you have the memories, but none of the essential human biological functions, or maybe even emotions, are you still that person? It's a profound philosophical question wrapped in this horror
Could
story.
it be something else? Not supernatural, maybe? Like extraterrestrial.
Well, that's another avenue people consider when faced with the truly inexplicable alien contact or influence.
It sounds like sci-fi, but the details are so bizarre. Maybe some kind of advanced mimicry.
It's possible if an alien intelligence were trying to replicate human form, perhaps based on observation, maybe they get the surface details right appearance. Memories glean somehow, but miss the biological subtleties, like blinking. or needing food.
Why would they do that, though?
Yeah.
Observation. Infiltration.
Who knows? The motives behind such hypothetical actions are completely speculative. But the result described here is this imperfect, deeply unsettling copy. The black eyes could be, well, anything. A misinterpreted feature, a sensory organ, a complete failure of the mimicry process.
What about a purely human explanation? Like mass hysteria? Or some shared psychological condition?
That's usually where you'd look first for widespread strange beliefs. Mass psychogenic illness can cause shared symptoms, but...
the physical stuff. The not blinking, the not eating.
Exactly. Those are harder to explain psychologically, and critically, you have the footage. While grainy, it provides objective visual evidence of something physically unusual happening, the appearance, the eyes. A shared delusion doesn't easily account for that physical record.
Right, the footage is the sticking point for a purely psychological theory.
So, back to the forest. If it's not a magic portal or an alien landing site, why the forest?
It could just be practical, a hidden place to emerge from, you know. Less chance of being seen immediately compared to, say, walking down the main road. Easier to control the reveal.
Makes sense. A staging ground, perhaps?
Could be. Or maybe there was something in the forest. Not supernatural, necessarily, but maybe some hidden location, some environmental factor, something localized there that caused these changes. Though what that could be is anyone's guess. Still, the symbolism of the forest coming out of the dark woods changed. It just fits the narrative too well, doesn't it?
It does resonate powerfully with the whole unsettling nature of the event. It feels like they crossed a boundary.
This whole thing, it happened, what, almost a century ago now. It feels distant, like a weird historical anecdote.
And that's maybe the most unsettling part. It happened then. It's documented in its own strange way.
Which leads to the question, could it happen again?
Or is it happening? Maybe not as dramatically, maybe more subtly.
A chilling thought. How would you even tell if something could replicate appearance and memory that well?
If the changes were less obvious than pitch black eyes and never blinking, how would you spot it?
Exactly. How could you be sure the person you know, the person you live with, is still them?
It makes you think about those little inconsistencies, doesn't it? Those moments when someone seems just slightly off. You usually brush it off, stress, tiredness, a bad mood.
But what if it wasn't? What if it was something else hiding behind the familiar face?
What if these replacements learn to be better mimics over time, less obvious, still walking among us, maybe undetected.
A truly disturbing idea to end on. That maybe the familiar isn't always what it seems.